From Bright Umbrella, this is Control ClickCast. We inspect the web for you. Today, we're talking about the Perch CMS with special guest, Phil Smith. I'm your host, Leah Alcantara, and I'm joined by my fab co-host,
Emily Lewis.
Today's episode is sponsored by Visual Chefs, a versatile web development agency with expertise in content management system and custom web application development. Through partnerships with designers, agencies, and organizations, Visual Chefs propels the web forward. Visit visualchefs.com to learn more.
It's been far too long since we've talked about Perch, and even in that episode, we really just got an introduction to the CMS. So today, we're taking a deeper dive into some Perch features and development, including e-commerce with Shop. And serving as our guide today is Phil Smith. Phil is an expert in Perch, but is also familiar with other systems like Expression Engine and WordPress. He's also the co-director and founder of A Million Monkeys, a small web shop based in Brighton. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey there.
So, Phil, can you tell our listeners a bit more about yourself?
Yep. So, I'm based in Brighton here in the UK, where it's always sunny and by the sea and there's a beach and it's great. And I run a small agency. I'm married. I've got two kids. Drink coffee and beer and watch football or soccer, as you probably call it. And that's me.
So where did you get the name A Million Monkeys?
This is the killer question. So there's a thing called the Infinite Monkey Theorem, or the A Million Monkeys Theorem, as it's sometimes called, which is the idea that if you sit a million monkeys in front of a million typewriters,
right,
eventually they'll come up with a work of Shakespeare. And I kind of started building websites and wasn't very good, but kind of had the theory that actually, if I had enough time, then I'd be able to do something decent.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right,
the Infinite Monkey Theorem came into play.
That's perfect. I love it.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Yeah.
So how long have you been running that agency?
I used to work for a charity. So to kind of supplement my income, I did web stuff on the side and did that for about 10 years. And that kind of grew, you know, the cliched story, I did it for a mate and he told somebody else and so forth. And then it started to get really busy in 2012. And helpfully, at the start of 2013, I was made redundant from my job. And so it just kind of made sense that actually I should probably do this full time.
Wow.
And so we moved in with my wife's parents, which was interesting, for a year, set up the business. And then it was, we were making enough income to actually buy a house and live in Brighton again. And yeah, it's gone really well so far.
Nice. So was your first project involving a content management system? When did you start working with content management systems?
Yeah, so at first it was just websites for friends. So I probably didn't use content management systems that much. And it was way, way back. I mean, not as far as some people, but kind of early 2000s maybe. So content management systems weren't quite as good and Flash was still very popular as well. So it was a lot of kind of me updating sites for friends and things like that. But when I started to kind of work with friends of friends of friends, then actually content management systems became more important. So from about 2005 to 2010, I was quite heavily using WordPress. And since then, things have kind of moved on a little.
So you don't use much WordPress these days?
I don't so much. A lot of the sites that I worked on in the early days were pretty basic. And I wasn't quite as particular about my kind of workflow and ethos. Whereas now I'm a bit further along and work with bigger clients and WordPress just doesn't mm-hmm. seem the mm-hmm. right fit anymore.
So I mentioned that you had used Expression Engine as well as Perch. Are there any other CMSs you've dabbled in?
No, I do around about half of my, maybe less than half of my work, maybe a third to half my work is developing web apps. So it's mm-hmm. a little bit more involved. So I do quite a lot of work in Laravel as well, which is a kind of MVC.
Right.
And part of my relationship with Expression Engine was I used to use CodeIgniter, which is the platform
right.
that Expression Engine was built on. And I've kind of stopped using CodeIgniter and simultaneously stopped using Expression Engine as well.
Is that when you started dabbling or taking a look at other solutions like Perch?
Yeah, Expression Engine's been on a funny journey over the years, and it seems to be settling down a bit now, but kind of around about 2013, 14 maybe, Expression Engine really felt quite unstable, and there were quite a few bugs, and no one was quite sure where it was going or where CodeIgniter was going for that. So at that point, I kind of jumped ship and looked at some other alternatives, and Perch was a good solution for me because I was really just starting to grow as an agency, and Perch is kind of taken a similar path to me in that on those smaller projects, Perch was working great. And as I've grown and A Million Monkeys has grown, Perch Runway has kind of been born, and that actually is working great for bigger projects now.
You know, before we dive into stuff like Runway, I think it was the same time that you mentioned 2013 or so that, you know, Leigh and I always knew we were going to continue using Expression Engine because we're just very adept at it. So we can get a lot done with it these days. But it really, that sort of unknown factor that was going on at that time really encouraged us to take a look at other tools. And I think that's just, you know, we've talked about in other episodes, it's a reflection of a developer who's really looking for the right solutions rather than a developer who's adoring a piece of software.
Yeah, and I think I don't want to work on lots of different CMSs all the time as well. Like Perch, I've been working with really every day now for, you know, 4 or 5 years, and I know it really, really well. And the thought of changing now is like, oh, what would I do? I'd hate to have to start. If Perch went under, which it's not going to, thankfully, you know, I'm sure I'd be fine, but it'd be like a little bit scary to start again with a new CMS. I think I probably would go back to Expression Engine again and pick up where I left off. But yeah, I don't want to be doing multiple things. I've just been approached by a client and they're specific of, you know, you need to use WordPress. And I'm kind of like, oh man, how... I really want to do the project because it's a nice client and they've got a really good eye for design. I think it's going to be a fun project. But the thought of using WordPress again, I'm now like, oh man, this is going to be fun.
So what appeals to you most about Perch?
People who've used Expression Engine, it's, or Craft for that matter, it's quite similar in that it's really all about the structured content. That's the thing that really appeals to me of... When I was working in WordPress, it was all about just, you know, you give the client a little WYSIWYG editor and they can whack whatever they like in there. Or you kind of hack WordPress and install more stuff in order that you can add different post types or add new fields or things like that. With Perch, it's all about actually making sure what is stored in the database is a kind of structured format. And then you can, if you're... clever enough or gifted enough or no PHP, you can do whatever you like with that. Essentially, you can build an app to sit on top of that content if you wish, or on a more basic level, you can just pass that content in a template. So on a really basic level, it's so easy to use but still gives you the structured content. And then if you need to do more advanced functionality on top, actually you can kind of switch mode and say, actually, instead of just using the default template, just give me the data and I'll do something clever with it on top. So it's very structured and it's really adaptable to different projects. And if halfway through a project, I'm thinking, actually, it'd be really nice if we could do this crazy thing with this, with this content. Actually, it makes that really easy. And as someone who likes to kind of push the boundaries of what a website could look like, that's really appealing to me.
When you were first learning Perch, what was the most challenging thing about picking it up?
Although I had kind of dabbled and done a few websites with Expression Engine, there was a... I think the big jump for people who exclusively work in WordPress, I guess would be the obvious example, is getting this idea of actually templating and that actually... content sits in a structured format and is displayed in a template rather than actually, you know, WordPress just kind of spews out the content, and it's quite difficult to handle. So I think that's the big thing for people who only work exclusively in WordPress, which were a lot of those people. Actually, you just need to get your head around this idea that actually content is stored and displayed in a different way.
Yeah, like real content management as opposed to spewing content. I love
that. Yeah. And I think in the early days as well, what I found was I kind of spent hours crafting these sites that look great. And by the time I'd put them on my portfolio, which because I was a small business was quite important, they already started to look heinous because, you know, they could change their phone number to bright pink right. if they wanted to. And actually, I don't want my clients to do that. And I'm quite open with clients now about saying, actually, this is why I'm not giving you a WYSIWYG editor at every opportunity, because actually I do kind of, or I and my colleagues do know quite a lot about design, and actually you need to trust us with this.
I think that's a good point, you know, not related to a content management system specifically, but just in terms of a workflow and taking the time to educate the clients about, you know, if they made this investment, they, you know, hired you for a specific design, you know, you want them to support that long term because that's the investment they made, not necessarily the ability to, you know, put Comic Sans and pink everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of years ago, I read the Mike Montero book. Is it Design is a Job? And that really inspired me in that about, you know, having confidence and going, actually, you're paying us to make design decisions. Do not now take that out of our hands. And being quite kind of firm about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel like, as an aside, when you're thinking about just content management systems in general and, you know, choosing the right one, I feel like there's a bit of an irony that a lot of clients, while there is that brand recognition of WordPress, but they have this impression that it's like, oh, it's like super easy to use and everything. But really, it's like you're conforming to the WordPress standard versus WordPress conforming to your professional standards. And I feel like that's why, you know, after you've been developing websites for so long, you're like, oh, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a CMS that actually outputs what you wanted.
Yeah, when I started to get more involved in kind of the industry and felt more strongly about structured content and things like that as well, I found myself like always using things like advanced custom fields in WordPress, which some people may be familiar with, and always trying to make WordPress do what I wanted to. So trying to make it work like a kind of larger CMS like Expression Engine or Perch Runway or something like that. And it just got ridiculous at the end. It was like, why am I doing it? I also used to use Drupal quite extensively as well. And I found exactly the same thing with that. And I knew it quite well, but I still found myself going through quite a painful process setting up Drupal every time. That kind of brings me on to another thing that has really, I find great about Perch, in that it's so fast. It just feels lightning fast in comparison to Drupal. And I'm sure there are wizards out there who make Drupal uber quick. But actually, the way the Perch templating system works, it just makes that time to first byte, it just makes it so quick in my experience. And I never found that with Drupal. It felt like with Drupal, actually, you needed to do quite a lot to make it work. And by the time you'd done that, actually, the time to first byte had really, you know, had really taken a hit.
That's a good point. So when it comes to choosing Perch, let's just talk firstly about just Perch straight out of the box, the CMS. What kind of sites is that best for?
So Perch is great for smaller sites where there is some kind of structured content. So to be honest, if someone came to me and said, I just want a blog and maybe an about page, I probably would still go back to WordPress. For anything bigger than that, Perch works great because, you have this idea of structured content. So for things like if you're doing a kind of basic portfolio site where you've got a client and maybe they're a photographer and they have one page and they want 50 photos on, or something like that. And they want it to be a light box and, you know, the usual kind of shop window website. Perch is great for that because you can just build the site in HTML and then you can really quickly convert that into a content managed site. So we've just done a site for management services in London, and my partner built all the HTML and CSS and JavaScript, and then handed it over to me. And in the course of a train journey between here and London, so that's like 2 hours, I managed to convert the entire thing to Perch and then hand it over to the client. Because it's just so easy, because the Perch templating system, it just kind of looks like HTML with a few extra perks. And actually, once you know those, you can really quickly and easily convert a site over.
So when would you not use the Perch CMS, instead do something more custom with... Well, actually, before you go into that, let's talk, what is Perch Runway?
That's a really good question. So Perch Runway, I think, probably came out about a year ago now, or certainly maybe October last year. So basic Perch is based on the kind of standard file structure. So you have a file called index.php, and you create... editable regions in there, and then you assign those regions to templates. And if you want to make a new page, Perch can help, but you're still actually creating a new file, so that could be called contact.php. With Perch Runway, it has routing built into it. So instead of actually having physical files, when you go into the CMS, it just creates new routes to the database. So you might type in /contact in your browser, but there is no actual file called contact. Perch does all the magic of actually recognizing what you've typed in and then serving the right data from the database. So that's the main difference. There are some other differences on top, like there are some performance enhancements because Perch Runway is really for bigger sites. So it works better with cloud storage and with, if you use Varnish for caching and things like that, it works slightly better there. But that's the main difference, really. It's got this routing layer on top, much like Expression Engine and Craft have.
So Runway is when just Perch CMS basic is just not enough?
Yeah, exactly. I think we've all had that feeling that, well, certainly people who've used Perch have actually, this site is just a little bit too big for Perch. And early on, there were a few projects where actually that was the reason I was using Expression Engine, was because actually things were just a little bit too big for Perch. And I knew the client was going to be adding lots of new pages. Whereas actually, Perch Runway makes that super easy. The client just clicks on add new page and selects a template and they're away.
So can you describe a little bit about the kind of project you would use Runway for, or maybe like a real client that you built something a little more powerful, a little more custom?
Yeah, so project that we've just finished work on is for the Sussex Wildlife Trust. That's a local kind of nature charity down here. And that was ideal for Runway because it was a big site. I mean, it's got at least 1,000 pages because they do all kinds of work in schools and they own nature reserves and they raise funds and do lots of other activities. And they've got 6 different blogs for each of these different nature reserves. So it's a very complex thing. And for those bigger sites, Perch Runway is ideal because you don't have to think about actually, you know, I've got all these different files. You just have to worry about the CMS, and the CMS manages everything for you.
Interesting. Did you consider any other CMSs for a project like this?
This kind of comes back to my earlier point, really, in that I now know Perch so well that I'm sure the site could have been built with Craft or Expression Engine, but I would have had to have learnt all that all over again, and I just didn't fancy doing so.
So there wasn't really a learning curve with Runway?
Well, I think because I'd used Expression Engine before, I understood it was a fairly simple transition between the two. There are some things that I have learned on top, so I'd never done anything with Varnish before, and now I'm starting to get my head around that. and because that was a feature that hasn't really been available to me before. And I don't think so. I mean, the documentation is great. One of the great things about Perch is Drew and Rachel, who are the guys behind it, really, I have no idea where they find the time, but they do all the support as well as write the software. And there's a whole support community, so I often chip in on the forums. But actually, if you put something on the forum, then chances are Drew or Rachel will come back on and say, actually, this is how you do this, or read this, or look at this tutorial. So the learning curve, there is a learning curve, but actually there's plenty of support on that learning curve to kind of help you out. They've started using Slack quite heavily as well, and that's quite a lot of fun because you get people. It's not really for like support issues, but kind of sort of community chat of actually, wouldn't it be great if you could do this in Perch, or does anyone have any ideas about this? So that's really a nice community developing as well.
So what would you say is the most surprising thing about Runway, you know, when you were starting to experiment? Okay, it's more powerful, but what powerful thing did you experiment with?
So let me think of some of the fun things. Okay, so one of the nice things about Perch, as I mentioned before, is if you've got a little bit of experience in PHP, and I'm by no means an amazing developer, if you've got a little bit of experience, instead of just kind of using the templating system, you can kind of hijack it and do clever things. So a nice example of this is on the Sussex Wildlife Trust site that we've just done, there's a form on the homepage and you can type in your postcode, and so that's like your zip code, and press enter, and so that's like a little form. And what we do then is, instead of displaying all the nature reserves, a list of all the nature reserves and all the events, actually we kind of hijack the process and we get the data that would be presented in those templates. Then we do some kind of geolocation magic and then resort them based on your distance to those nature reserves or those events. And it's really easy because of how Perch works, in that you don't have to use the template. If you don't want to, you can just get the data and then you can do clever things with it. So that's a nice example. Another thing that we've done, this is kind of about Perch generally rather than Perch Runway, is because of how the templating system works, you don't necessarily have to display it as HTML. So we've done some projects where we've presented the data from the template in a JSON file and used JavaScript templating to present that content, which has been great in terms of performance because, you know, we've worked on portfolio sites and I don't want to be loading, you know, 50 images as soon as someone gets on the page. What I want to do, or certainly 50 big images, what I want to do is load exactly what I need to load and then lazy load stuff as it's required. And actually Perch has made that process really easy. So a lot of the benefits about Perch are about performance. So actually you can really reduce down the load times on processes that would otherwise take a lot longer. So the example I just gave, instead of presenting lots of images on page, you can use JSON or do other clever things by just having the data from the template as an array or as a JSON file or however you like.
Nice. So let's make a bit of a shift to talk a little bit more about another, not feature, but another thing that is powerful with Perch, which is the shop. Is that an add-on or is that it's a separate product?
Yeah, so Perch has a series of first-party add-ons. So Drew and Rachel build a host of add-ons, which is great because you don't have this dependence on third-party add-ons as well. Like, don't get me wrong, I used to love Expression Engine and it's great, but I found myself using Structure. I use Structure on every single project. And I kind of thought, actually, if Structure went away or something happened to Structure or I had a kind of version conflict or something like that, that would have been a world of pain. Whereas with Perch, actually, the add-ons are all first-party add-ons. So Drew and Rachel develop them. So you always know they're not going to go away. You're never going to have any conflicts. And yeah, Shop is one of the new add-ons that they've developed. And it's in advanced beta stages now, and myself and a few other people are using it in production, and it's working great. And I mean, a year ago, if you asked me, I kind of had a rule of, well, it wasn't a rule, but it was almost a rule of, I don't want to do e-commerce sites because they're just a world of pain. And every project takes twice as long if it's got e-commerce bolted on, because there are so many complexities and all the security stuff and all the payment gateway stuff. And hopefully Perch is going to take all that pain away.
So let's first talk about why you are using a beta product for production.
Yeah.
Were you just comfortable doing that? Was a client, did you have to advise the client about it or?
Yeah, the client is aware. The client had a relatively limited budget and actually a relatively basic requirement set. So we'll talk about some of the details of Perch Shop shortly, but the kind of core features of you put a product in a basket and you check out, all those features are there already. And yeah, I have just about enough programming experience that actually I could enhance the beta to do exactly what I needed it to. And it's working fine. I mean, they've been using it for a month now and been a few little teething pains, but it's been great and is such a better alternative than the thought of using WooCommerce or something else.
We're in a situation right now with a client who wants to add e-commerce to her craft-driven site, and craft commerce is around the corner. And so we had talked to her about it, and I normally would never mention, I would never consider developing with a brand new add-on or product or anything. I just don't do that stuff. I really like to have it get tested by a lot of other people who find the problems. But, you know, I felt like it was something we could bring to her because we trust the developers of Craft so much. And, you know, I felt that if there were problems, the developer was going to fix them. Do you feel like that was part of your reason for going with Shop for a production site?
Yeah, absolutely. And at exactly the same time that I was looking, this client came to me and I pitched for the work. The guys at Perch were starting to talk about the Shop beta, and I spoke to Drew and Rachel and said, look, what do you think? This is my requirement set. Do you think we could do this in time? And, you know, Drew is an amazing developer, and he said, yeah, I think we probably can. And they did, and yeah, it's all fine. So yeah, they've been great in where there have been specific bugs in the Shop beta. They've dealt with them really quickly. Actually, they've got quite a lot of feedback from me in the beta process of actually, you know, this does work, this doesn't work, we need to fix this. So it's been a great process. I mean, I hope they'd say it's been helpful as well, because hopefully I've provided some good feedback for them and they've provided a great service for me too.
So let's talk a little bit more about those features that you kind of hinted about, because as we already mentioned, there's so many different types of e-commerce options out there, and one is better for another project or another client. So what's different or special about Perch Shop? Like, what kind of features does it offer?
Well, the first thing to understand about Perch Shop is it sits on top of some software called Molten, which is an API dedicated to commerce. So it's a great API and a great product, but it's dedicated. So the guys behind Molten really know their stuff about commerce and are constantly developing it. And the add-on just essentially integrates Molten to Perch. So you get all this amazing functionality of a proper, well-built commerce API inside Perch. So it's not just Drew and Rachel sitting building a commerce plugin, which I think would terrify me. You know, there's like, you know, a dozen or so developers building Molten, and actually Drew and Rachel's job has been actually integrating this into Perch. So if you look at the Molten spec, then actually they're the things that you will find within Perch Shop. So that's all the things you'd expect, like products and variations on products and modifiers on products. So if you've got t-shirts of different sizes that cost different amounts, and brands as well, physical products and digital products, and all the kind of admin stuff like inventory and stock and discounts are in there as well. Yeah, so everything you'd kind of expect to find on a proper kind of commerce operation, all those things are either available or will be available when Perch Shop launches.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Molten site right now. Yeah, it's very robust. So if Shop is as robust as Molten can be or will be, does it feel like more than you need for simple e-commerce, or is it easy to just sort of pick and choose the parts you need based on the project you're working on?
Well, part of the great thing about Perch overall is the way it can kind of grow with your projects. So there's a really nice, I mean, this is harking back to the previous conversation, but there's a really nice way to upgrade from Perch to Perch Runway if you kind of realize that actually your site is outgrown. And that'll be the same with all the shop features, that actually the options are there to add modifiers, but actually, for example, my client has no interest in modifiers or variations. And I've not actually told them that they can do discounts yet. So it's just kind of tucked away, and one day I'll present it to them and they'll be amazed. So yeah, the thing about Perch, I mean, you guys have seen it, is that the UI for the CMS itself is really simple. And for Shop, it's broken down really carefully. So there's a section to manage products, and there's a section to manage orders, and there's a section to manage members, which is like customers, essentially. So those kind of, that separation of different areas of content is great for clients, because it means, you know, the person who's, you know, sending out the t-shirts, they don't have to worry about customers or turnover. All they need to see is actually, here's an order, let's change it to shipped.
And in terms of getting all of that set up, I've set up, you know, a handful of e-commerce projects with different expression engine add-ons, all of which to their own level of complexity and pain. So, you know, like when you're setting up the rules for shipping or setting up the rules for taxes, that's typically stuff I get the info from my clients and then I set it up in the CMS. Is Shop easy to get those things set up?
Yeah. So let's think about specifics. So I think tax certainly is. I mean, you may be aware of this. There are quite a lot of changes coming to how tax is handled in the EU later this year. And Rachel, in particular, knows everything about this, as in Rachel Andrew is behind this. And they're really committed to actually making Perch Shop work with the new VAT rules. And yeah, it's really easy to add tax rates, because, you know, that's just part of the API. So there's a part in the CMS to add tax rates and they're just sent off. And similarly, custom shipping as well, that's easy to set up. And you can do things, I mean, I haven't implemented this yet, but you can give products weight and set shipping costs up based on weight, I understand. So yeah, it certainly feels very comprehensive, and it's kind of growing. The beta is now up to version 11, and each time a new beta comes out, it's like, oh my life, you can do this as well? This is great. So it's just kind of growing and getting better. And just in terms of cost as well, the add-on itself is completely free, as all Perch add-ons are. So that's great. So the only cost incurred is the charge of the using the Molten API, and you get something ridiculous like 50,000 API calls free. And if you're going over 50,000 API calls, you can probably afford to pay a small subscription fee. And harking back to this kind of Perch performance thing, actually Perch does a lot of caching of data sent by Molten. So it's not like, you know, everything you do has 25 API calls. Perch is really efficient at only making a call when necessary. So yeah, we've been online for about a month now with this shop, and we are nowhere near our API call limit. And yeah, they're selling quite a few products. So yeah, it's completely affordable. which is great.
I'm a little shocked that it's free.
Yeah, all Perch first-party add-ons are free. So that's kind of how Perch works, which is great because it means, you know, we've all had that feeling halfway through a project where the spec has changed slightly and you're like, oh no, I'm going to have to go back and say they need to fork out another X amount. You just don't have that with Perch because generally the things that you really need are free of charge. So that's great.
So you've mentioned, we weren't planning on talking about this, but you've mentioned a couple times Perch and performance. And I'm just curious, because based on at least my Expression Engine experience, in order for me to ensure that a template is going to render quickly and the database calls are efficient, all that other stuff, I need to make sure I'm building my queries a certain way. I need to set up extra caching features in different pages. I may even need to install an add-on if I need to take it further. Is it like that with Perch, or Perch just processes something differently so that it's more performant?
So there's a great blog post that they've written about this, and I'll send you a link to it. But how the Perch templating system works is slightly different in that it kind of breaks down the HTML that is sent to the browser throughout the load process. So the browser is getting more data earlier, which is obviously a good thing. So it does work slightly differently to other templating languages like Twig, where it's actually quite difficult to send data earlier on in the process. Yeah, so people who are interested, I'll send you a link and maybe you can put that in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting. We need to do more with Perch. I've only done it with kind of internal messing around, just making sure I'm familiar with it. We haven't put it in any sort of production environment, but I love the way it's built. I love how familiar the language is, because it's tag-based. It just looks really familiar to me as a front-end developer.
Drew and Rachel, before they were doing Perch, were doing client stuff for years, so they understand my issues and the problems that I have with clients, and they, all those kind of stresses that I have, they understand them. And you feel that as you're kind of playing with Perch, that actually they understand that clients aren't very good at using CMSs, or clients are impatient because of how the CMS itself is structured.
Well, and even the way you were describing support and documentation, it just sounds like they care about developers because they are developers. And so they're trying to, you know, lower the barrier of entry in a really comfortable way.
Yeah, the barrier for entry on Perch is so ridiculously low. It feels incredible. Of like, in terms of the process with WordPress, when I was building sites in WordPress, I would never dream of building a site in HTML and then converting it to WordPress. I'd always have some kind of start a theme and work backwards. Whereas with Perch, you just, certainly with Perch Basic and in fact with Runway, you just build your site with HTML and you can make it super quick, and you can use whatever JavaScript libraries you want and then just kind of embed Perch and replace your HTML with Perch tags, and it all works magically. You know, it's such an easy process. And the tutorials on the Perch site are great as well. They'll really help newbies through the process. One thing to mention with Perch Runway as well is they've got a developer license. So if you're using Perch Runway, if you want to give it a whirl on a personal project, or I'm not exactly sure of the criteria, but if you want to kind of try it out, there is a developer license which you can use, and it's a lower fee than the standard Perch Runway license.
Excellent. So you mentioned the tutorials are really good. Are there any other resources that just come to mind that would be really great to share with someone who is either looking into Perch CMS or they want to check out Runway or Shop?
So at the minute, there aren't that many. I think I'm about to start a site. So hopefully by the time this goes out, I'll maybe send you a link, and that will hopefully have bookmarks to lots of other Perch related, because lots of people are blogging about it because it's a great CMS, but there's actually nowhere which is kind of pulling those links and resources together.
So, like a central repository.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm going to do that. and then I'll send you the link.
Please do. That would be great.
But otherwise, I guess like the Perch first party documentation and all their videos and their forums are probably the best bet, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. They've got loads of code examples as well. And there are a few sites that are on GitHub, which are really useful, like the 24 Ways site. Quite a lot of your listeners, I guess, will work. That's built with Perch. And I'm sure I'm right in saying this, that it's all on GitHub. So if you want to go and have a look around of how have they done 24 Ways with Perch, you can just go and look.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, they seem to really love developers. I kind of like it. It's very developer-centric, yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I said, they kind of understand the issues, and it's not like people disconnected from clients. Because they do all the support as well, I guess Drew and Rachel hear firsthand all the struggles mm-hmm. that people are having. And, you know, if they can amend the CMS so that there are fewer support issues, then that's great for them. So they're going to do everything they can to make it a really easy, great experience for clients and developers alike.
Okay, Phil. Well, thanks for coming on our show and giving us a rundown about Runway.
Pleasure.
I really wanted to say that.
Yeah, you've been building up to that. I sensed it.
But before we finish up, we've got our rapid fire 10 questions so our listeners can get to know you a bit better. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, first question. Android or iOS?
iOS.
If you are stranded on a desert island and can only bring three things, what would you bring?
Predictably, my things or people?
Well, you can interpret it any way you want.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and two children, then they'll keep me company. And I'd ask one of them to carry my phone for me. There you go. I can sneak my phone on as well.
What's your favorite TV show?
Yeah, I quite like Homeland, and it's about to start again or in a couple of months' time. So let's say Homeland.
What's your favorite dessert?
A sticky toffee pudding. Do you have that?
I know. Sticky toffee pudding. It's good.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
In my early days, I used to DJ, and I'd love the idea of going back to being a DJ.
What profession would you not like to try?
I commute into London about once a week. That's like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And I hate the idea of having to do that every single day. I work from the loft in our house. So my commute to work involves two flights of stairs. So I'm quite happy with that. And the thought of getting a train every day, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
What's the latest article or blog post you read?
There's a great article on A List Apart, which I read this morning. Let me just get it up, about the language of modular design, which I actually heard this lady give a talk at a responsive day out a couple of months ago, and this article kind of accompanies that. So I'll send you the link. It's a great article about kind of how you do atomic design in the real world.
Cool. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
To make my children sleep, definitely. I have two boys, one of whom is two and one is four. And the two-year-old has a good habit of waking up at 5:30 in the morning. So.
Lovely. What music do you like to work to?
I used to DJ, as I say, and I've just got into listening to like house music again when I work, and in particular, for those who are into the dance music movement, like Chicago House, which is quite nice. But essentially anything that I can't sing along to. I hate it when you're kind of working, but you know the words to the song. I just can't do that.
All right, last question. Cats or dogs?
Oh, can I say neither? I'm not a pet person at all. So
fair enough.
I'm really sorry if you both so sorry about that.
No, all good. It's all good. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
In case our listeners want to follow up with you, where can they find you online?
Yeah, so I tweet at MonkeyPhil and have a blog, which is monkeyphil.co, which is just kind of stuff about being it's relatively new, but it's about owning a small design agency. So that's me.
Thanks again, Phil. This was a really great conversation, and I'm really glad that we finally got some more Perch content on the show.
Yeah, it's been great. And if anyone has any specific questions about Perch, someone tweet me and I'll gladly respond.
Wonderful.
Control Click is produced by Bright Umbrella, a web services agency obsessed with happy clients. Today's podcast would not be possible without the support of this episode's sponsor. Thank you, Visual Chefs.
We'd also like to thank our partners, Arcus Tech, Devotee, and EE Insider.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. If you want to know more about Control Click, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Control Clickcast or visit our website, controlclickcast.com. And if you liked this episode, please give us a review on Stitcher or iTunes or both.
Don't forget to tune in to our next episode when Travis Gertz returns to the show to talk about his web-based wireframes, LiveWires. Be sure to check out our schedule on our site, controlclickcast.com/schedule, for more upcoming topics.
This is Leah Alcantara
and Emily Lewis
signing off for Control Clickcast. See you next time.
Cheers. Cheers.